You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. A Brattleboro nonprofit that promotes sustainable architecture says green buildings should also be able to prove they could stand up to natural disasters, especially those associated with climate change. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, people are starting to listen.
Alex Wilson has been working for more than three decades to promote energy efficiency and environmentally responsible design. From his small office in Brattleboro, he publishes Environmental Building News, which was the first North American publication focused on green building. Wilson says builders, architects, and designers need to think more about how green buildings will be able to perform when faced with natural disasters.
This came out of a cascade of problems that have happened over the last decade, from Katrina to Sandy to Irene here in Vermont, demonstrating the need for more resilient buildings.
The U.S. Green Building Council has a rating system that determines just how green new buildings can claim to be. But LEED certification, which is the most widely accepted standard for determining if a building is green, doesn't look at how a building can withstand power interruptions, drought, mudslides, floods, or fires. Wilson introduced three new credits into the rating system to ensure that resilient design is considered when design teams go through LEED certification. The LEED Steering Committee has agreed to try them out on a pilot basis.
Some of what we're doing in this is really breaking new ground. And one of the real roles of this is to get these design teams working on projects going through LEED ratings to be aware of how to make that building more resilient. So even if they don't earn those credits, merely looking down the list of LEED credits that can be earned and figuring out what it would take to get there, you know, really opens up the door and gets people thinking about this stuff.
Under Wilson's suggested structure, designers would receive LEED credit if they do a climate change assessment, design for the top hazards, or build backup survivability systems to withstand power outages, water shortages, or the loss of heating fuel. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.